legally, you know, when a diplomat is accredited to a country, you are accredited by one sovereign nation to another sovereign nation or other sovereign nations, in the sense that you can actually have a diplomat being accredited to more than one sovereign nation. So basically, legally, when a diplomat is accredited, he or she is accredited officially by his or her mother country to the host country. So you are not there to represent a particular leader or particular leaders. You are there to represent your country. So when you look at the concepts of public international law, what it simply means is that governments can come and go, but the sovereignty of nations remains intact. You obviously have heard of countries that hold elections regularly, but they change governments now and again. It doesn't mean that each time that there is a change of government, you actually then have to have a whole change of all the diplomatic envoys or deployees who are posted or who have been posted by the outgoing government. Because when they go as diplomats to these various countries, they go there and get accredited as representatives of their country, not representatives of a particular government or a particular person. As it is now, the situation in Libya is actually very tricky because Mr. Gaddafi, I understand, is nowhere to be seen, at least in public. And I believe that to the extent that the Transitional National Council is effectively, or in law we call it de facto, in control of running governmental affairs in Libya at the moment, I suggest that it would have been better, it would have been wiser, indeed cleverer, if perhaps the Zimbabwean officials would have bid for their time, waited and see and make an observation as regards how the Libyan political scenario is unfolding. It is unfolding very quickly. And for them now to say we've deported the whole team at the Libyan embassy in Harare, what it means is when these people go back to Libya, who are they going to report to? We know that de facto the TNC is in control and Mr. Gaddafi is no longer in control. So effectively, you are literally deporting this whole team to go back to the TNC. And to me, really, it's with respect to storm and pickup. I believe it was an overreaction. And speaking as an individual, I think it was miscalculated. I think it was unwise. I think it was rushed. I think it was a sad decision and would impact very negatively on Zimbabwe's international image, indeed, on the whole brand Zimbabwe thing.
In terms of Zimbabwean law, is it not a fact that since the president is the one who accepts, you know, these diplomats' credentials, so therefore it's up to him to decide on whether or not they should leave the country? Does he have to consult the government, or is the president's decision ultimately sole decision?
Oh, that's a very good question. I would actually want to thank you for asking me that question. As you know, we have got a unique setup in this country, Violet. We've got an inclusive government, a so-called inclusive government, which sets out very clearly that in exercising executive authority, the president and the prime minister and the cabinet shall actually consult in arriving at issues to do with the governance of the country, executive decisions to be met. And one would like to believe that if you are talking of a situation where there is a cabinet, if you are talking of a situation where there is a cabinet, where there is a cabinet that sits every Tuesday, the last Tuesday, which is yesterday, they sat, one would like to believe that they should have deliberated on this. You told me already that DPM Tambara said they deliberated, and one would then want to believe that when the president acts, he doesn't act unilaterally. He acts as the head of state, simply echoing or giving effect to the deliberations and or resolutions made by cabinet, it being a requirement of the GPA that all executive decisions are to be made in consultation with the prime minister, and that executive authority in Zimbabwe at the moment rests in the president, in the prime minister, and also in the cabinet.